Hi folks, welcome to today's, it's Wednesday's Look with Luke. We are with Jesus in the temple. He's gone there and his parents have come back and they find him. And we, verse 46, we get this. After 3 days, they found him in the temple courts, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. Now, I think it's important for us to understand the context of this. And I think, you know, when we're reading the Bible, sometimes you get people want to say, oh, just tell us about Jesus. But you can't be told about Jesus unless you've got both his context and you understand your context. And I think there's a context here with, in terms of education, how they taught, and maybe lessons for us actually in how we should teach, because rabbinic teaching relied a lot on pupils asking questions. It's a very Socratean method. And I think it's a methodology we should all use. We should encourage our young people to ask questions. I mean, obviously, I believe that, having written Ask and Seek and working on Knock. But we ourselves, when we're learning, we should learn to question. We should learn that's, you know, we listen, we ask questions, and that's how we learn. Now, there are two basic types of questions, as far as I'm concerned. One is an accusatory type, and the other is from someone who's willing to learn. By the accusatory type, I mean the person who asked me at one notorious meeting, why are you such an idiot? They were not inquiring after my mental well-being. Or let's put it another way. If somebody says to you, what do you think about homosexuality? They could be asking, why are you such a homophobic bigot? Because that's their view already. They've already predetermined that. Or they could be asking, my kid brother committed suicide when he was 13 because he was bullied at school for being gay. So what do you think about homosexuality? That's a very, very, very different question. I think that there are also two different types of answers. So there are answers that have been predetermined. No matter what you're going to say, that's been predetermined. I've seen Bible studies done like that, where people go in having prepared the answers beforehand. Worse still, having been at a church leader's meeting where they've been told the answers. And no matter the questions that people ask, they're going to come up with the same answers. That shows both a lack of respect, a lack of engagement, a lack of intelligence, and I think a lack of compassion, and also a lack of confidence in the gospel. It's a bit like government consultations. You know, in Scotland, when the Scottish government sends out on a consultation, the last thing they're intending to do is listen to people who are going to go against what they intend to do. They've already made up their mind what they're going to do, and they're just playing a game. They've already got the answer. Sadly, a lot of us as Christian apologists or evangelists or just general speakers are quite often like that. But I think there's another answer. And that is where you listen, you think, and respond with godly wisdom, which is precisely what Jesus did here. You listen to what's been said, you think, you question, and you respond. So I think that's a great thing that Jesus did. He listened and he asked questions. So maybe you and I, we should listen a bit more, and we should ask questions, and we should expect God to answer. And we should think about what we hear. God bless you, and hopefully see you tomorrow. Bye.